Hi, I'm Samantha.
And I'm Julie. And this is Stick to Tape.
Stick to Tape. This is episode something.
58.
58. That doesn't currently have a title.
I titled the thing that I do in GarageBand as Gone Gallant, but we can change it. Because it doesn't really, it's not very relevant.
We're not going to talk that much about that.
Aren't we?
We'll talk a little bit about it, but not that much. Are you kidding me? My computer just restarted.
That's hilarious. Hey, did you know that the worst part of recording right now is we're literally recording during a Penguins game?
I did. And I did know that.
3-1. The most dangerous score in hockey.
Well, that's good because we're on the one side of that.
I know. I'm pretty sure they scored like 11 seconds in.
They scored 11 seconds in and then they scored 2 minutes in.
I hate it. Patrice Bergeron fight me challenge. I think Patrice Bergeron could probably kill me with like 2 fingers.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I'd like to see him try. Anyway,
the worst part is that he would be such a classy fighter. Like, it's not like it's Marchand. Like, it.
You're right. Oh my God, Brad Marchand. Let's talk about him since we brought him up. So, like, last week he like flubbed a shootout attempt, and
he touched it enough to move it,
so it counted. But the other thing was, is, like, after that, people were, like, just dragging him online, so he did that dumb white boy thing where he's just, like, it's actually not even that. It's, like, the dumb, like, hockey boy response, because every time you say something against their team, they'll just, like, post a picture of a player with the cup. He literally posted a picture of himself with the cup, and it's, like, Brad, that was in 2011. You flubbed a shot, just take the L, dog. Anyways, he called somebody a peasant or something. It was dumb. Ugh, he's gross. And then he, like, literally messed up, like, a point blank, like, shorthanded shot the other night against the Penguins. And I think he tweeted something about hands lost if found returned to TD Garden, which is funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
But, yeah. Whatever, Rat King.
Rat King, Brad Marchand.
Truly. But that was funny, and that's all we have to talk about. Sorry, goodbye. See you next week.
That is not all we have to talk about.
It's true.
That is not all we have to talk about.
What do you want to talk about first?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, let's get out of the way. Let's talk about how the Vegas Golden Knights fired Gerard Gallant for question mark reasons. They said it was performance-based, and then they hired Pete DeBoer.
Okay, but, like, and also, the Knights are kind of struggling this year, but it's literally only the goaltending that is struggling.
That's weird. Like, they have a 32-year-old goaltender. What do they expect?
They're still in top five in a bunch of categories, and the goaltending is struggling, and then they decided to hire fucking Pete DeBoer, who got fired because he's had really shitty goaltenders for a really long time, and he hasn't been able to make up for it. Like, what the hell?
Doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense sometimes.
Nothing makes sense.
I know, but, like, I think, like, Gerard Gallant is one of those coaches that, like, all the guys really love too, so yeah. We'll see how that goes.
And he was supposed to be the coach of the Pacific Division at the All-Star game, which is next weekend.
Yeah.
And
with who?
At first there was a tweet from John Scott who was like, obviously the thing you need to do is I need to coach them, and then he went hashtag undefeated.
Oh, that would have been great.
Instead they named Rick Tocchet.
Ooh, the real Rocket.
So
hey, remember when Rick Tocchet like got like in trouble for gambling?
Yeah.
We shouldn't laugh. It's not funny, but it is funny. Wait, the real question is, why didn't I go to Pittsburgh and go to this game?
Like, I don't know about it.
I could be there.
I went to the Red Wings game on Friday, even though I was really worried about snow. It didn't snow on me. It was
Oh,
great. And the
they're
Penguins
showing the Duquesne Incline. We've never done that. We should do that.
won. Okay. Oh, you're watching it. I'm watching it on NBC.
Oh, I'm also watching it on NBC.
Oh, I guess it's local.
Oh, whatever. Anyways, they're showing the incline. We should do that. I've never done it. Anyway,
We have never done it.
what was I gonna say?
I don't know.
What was I gonna say?
I don't
What are we talking about?
We were talking about Drunk a lot.
Oh,
And then we
yeah.
talked about Rocket Rocket.
Oh, the real
And
Rocket
then.
Ricktocket. That's right. The Phil Kessel Whisperer.
Phil Kessel Whisperer.
He's kind of hot.
You say that about everybody.
Oh. Maybe true. I know what I like. Oh my God. The Pasternak and Kendall Coyne Schofield commercials on, and they're very funny together. I hate
My
when I
God,
feel nice things
Julie,
about David Pasternak. I gotta stop looking at the
stop
TV.
watching television.
My God, what? Were we supposed to be doing something or something? Anyway, yeah, Gerard Gallant got fired. There are like rumblings that like Claude Julien is gonna get fired too. In
There have been
Montreal.
those rumblings for like 10 years.
Yeah, I know. The reason they can't fire him is because there aren't any other coaches that speak French. Like their choices are Jacques Martin and like Guy Boucher. That's it. That's all they got.
We're not getting Jack. Well, it's too bad. It's too bad that those are the only people who speak French in the entire world. And so, because there's only four.
They should hire Caroline Ouellette to coach the Montreal Canadiens.
Oh my God, can you
They
imagine?
would never. You know
Oh
why? Because they're awful. But
my.
imagine if they could.
I know they would never, but I'm just imagining like everybody hanging out with Liv Julie and the new baby. There's gonna be a new baby.
Listen, I just am thinking of how incredibly hot it would be to see a lady in her suit behind the bench screaming at
I know.
dudes. I love that for
I know.
us. That's what
I
I
would love
want.
that for us.
This is what I want.
Maybe one
Yeah, I
day.
don't know. Like, speaking of coaches and coaching changes, like, I want to get your thoughts on the Dallas
Oh.
Stars and what they should do. Do you think that they should keep my dad Rick Bonus, or should they kind of hire one of these coaches that are out lingering?
Give us fucking Gerard Gallant. I don't. Your dad, Rick Bonus, it's not working.
It's not working, and it's crazy how it's not working. It
Have they
worked for a hot
scored first?
second. Maybe they just
Have
like were working. Remember, they started the year like 7 games, like winning 7 games. So I'm wondering if like I don't know, like they were just like m that was momentum off the coaching change, but now they're settling back in, and they're settling back into like these Starzy habits that are just like trash.
They scored first since Rick Bonus took over?
Probably not.
I don't think so because they had like seven major comeback wins in a row and now
Yeah.
they're not coming back.
It's
And they
certainly
got
frustrating.
trounced by the Wild last night.
Oh
The
God.
Wild.
Who we joke and call the Mild. Yeah, they put up a 7 spot on them, a touchdown plus the extra point conversion. Yeah, that's right. I know football terms. Anyways, yeah,
But you
like.
know, a good Dallas Stars thing.
Yes?
Steven Johns, who
Yeah!
has been out for 22 months with post-concussion headaches
Yeah.
syndrome, what do they call
Yeah, that's what they call
it?
it.
And he's been out for 22 months, and they sent him down to the Texas Stars on a conditioning stint, and he lit up the Stars, and then they called him back up and took him off IR, and he played against the Wild, and I didn't watch, but I did see that at one point he was in the box, and so Steven Johns is Steven Johns.
Did it.
It's very exciting. It's been a long time coming for him.
Yes, but on the other half of that, Miro Heiskanen is out with upper body injury because of some Buffalo Sabre. So your Sabres are going to need to answer for this.
They are. They're very bad. And their number one rookie, Victor Olofsson, is also out for, I think, for like weeks or months. I can't remember. And so now he's no longer leading rookies in scoring. And it is now Dominik Kubalik from the Chicago Blackhawks, who has 20 goddamn goals.
I saw that last night. I was like, wow.
So it's no longer. So that's how they already answered for it. They answered for it before they knocked Miro out.
No, their whole a plague on their house. So about Bonus, like, would you rather like them just like hire Gallant? What if it was Babcock?
I don't want them to hire Babcock.
I know, me neither. I think Gallant could be good. Everybody really likes him.
Yeah.
But
nobody likes Babcock. That's how this is. That's what happened after Babcock got fired. Nobody likes Babcock.
You're right. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, well, I think I agree. I think, like, I get what Jim Nill's doing. Like, I understand the concept of it. Like, I don't know if I agree with it, but I understand, like, they've already had so much upheaval. They're trying to keep them, steady. And this is his problem, is that he wants that steadiness. This was why it was a problem years ago when he wouldn't do anything about goaltending. He just let it ride.
Yeah.
And he's trying to let it ride, and he's not being proactive. Does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying?
That does make sense, and it's just, and I understand wanting the steadiness, but, like, there's a reason. Like, you can be steadily not great, Jimothy.
Yeah.
Stop watching the TV.
Oh my god, Teddy Bluger just scored, and it was incredible.
I know, I saw it.
Oh, I love him. Anyways.
He used hockey to solve this. Oh my god.
It was Sid. Oh.
I just saw Sid's gross butt. Oh, my God.
Why are we recording during a Penguins game? This is, like, a bad
idea.
Because
we're idiots.
Because I was like, okay. So when we started to plan this episode out, she's like, when are we going to record? And I was like, not now. It's 9:30 in the morning.
And then, it was 9, period. It was 9 a.m. It was 9 a.m.
And I'm like, I'm not awake yet. I was awake. I woke up at, like, 8:30, and I've been reading on my phone all day.
I was not awake.
Huh?
I was not awake.
I was awake. I've been awake. I just went and sat in the chair because I couldn't sleep in my bed anymore. I couldn't breathe. Let me tell you about what happened to me this morning. It was really gross. I'm not going to repeat it on the pod. But anyways. So I was like, oh, not yet. And then I got like sucked into a thing and I'm like reading and reading. And she messaged me at 11:30 and I don't look at my phone. And so like, I'm reading and reading and reading, and then, like, I click off, and I mess up all my stuff, and I go and look, and she's like, hey, what about 12:30? It was, like, 12:20. I was like, okay.
I was still in bed at that point.
And so I was like, okay, so I'm, like, getting ready and getting ready and getting ready, and, like, I'm just sitting there, and I get a notification that's like, oh, Penguins Pitt versus Boss, and I'm like, wait a second, there's a game on? I'm like, uh-oh. So that's how this happened.
I knew there was a game today, but I didn't realize it was so early. I didn't realize it was a day game.
It is an early afternoon game. I hate it. Well, we're already talking about the Penguins. They had their dad's trip this week.
They did have their dad's trip. I know that the mom's trip usually means victory. Dad's trip does not always mean victory. And they went 1-1.
Split. Yeah. I'll take the split.
I saw the dads.
You saw them? Did you see them with your eyes?
Yeah, sort of. They were very far away. I went to the Red Wings game on Friday, and I saw the dads. They were up in the gondola, which is the scariest part of all. I've been in the gondola, but only, like, not during a game, and it was so high up. And I was like, I would hate to sit here ever.
I want to.
Did see them. That's so funny. I can't. You do that, and I'll sit in lower bowl. I was in row 6. I was so close.
That's incredible.
Love that. And it was not great when the Red Wings scored, and it was great because for OT, the Penguins were shooting on the net that was right in front of me because that's the side that I always sit on. And I saw Sidney Crosby score a gorgeous OT power play goal right in front of my face. He did that for me.
He did do that for you.
Speaking of Sidney Crosby,
yes.
He's on a 4-game point streak. He's been back for 4 games. He has at least a point in every game.
He hadn't come back by the last time we recorded, right?
No, we weren't sure if he was coming back or not, and then he came back Tuesday.
And then he put up
four points against the Wild. It was 4 points, 2 goals, 2 assists against the Wild. He scored 45 seconds into the last Bruins game, but that was the only goal that the Penguins scored in that game.
Oh, so Patrice Bergeron was just getting him back in this game.
Yeah, exactly. And then he scored the OT winner in Detroit because they only scored 2 goals in Detroit, and he has 2 points tonight. So 4, 5, 6, 7. So he has 8 points in 4 games.
Yeah, he's got to. Well, he was out for how many games? He's got to catch back up to Ovi.
Yeah,
I saw a thing. Oh my god, we're gonna talk about Ovechkin, but like, I saw a thing. It was like, how did Ovechkin manage to tie Steve Yzerman's record? I was like, I am mad. Or no, it was how did he manage to overcome Mario Lemieux, and I was like, probably because Mario Lemieux missed like a literal year of scoring. Like, he was out forever with cancer. Also, he quit for like 3 years. If he had continued to play, like, imagine how many goals Mario Lemieux would have scored. Shut up. Oh, anyway.
And if he hadn't been, because didn't he like, he couldn't walk for a while.
There was the back problems, there was the cancer, there was him like retiring. And then he came out of retirement. So, like, I don't know. Choose your poison. One of these reasons is the reason that he was able to tie Mario Lemieux. Also, he's probably the greatest goal scorer of all time. I don't know. Again, pick your poison.
I would say, especially because if you see, like, the people who do... Why is it snowing again? The people who do have the, like, league lead in scoring and goals all scored during, like, the freaking 80s.
Uh-huh. Where you could breathe and score a goal.
Yeah. Where the goalies were just, like, cardboard cutouts.
Yeah. But, anyways, oh, yeah, Ovechkin tied Steve Yzerman. Like, he has, like, 692 goals, whatever.
Ovechkin's guide. Here we go. In the span of 6 days, Alex Ovechkin passed Timo Solani for 11th in NHL history, passed Mary Lemieux for 10th with 690, tied Steve Yzerman with 692 goals for 9th in NHL history, tied Maurice Rocket Richard for 8th most hat tricks in NHL history. He is 26. He is also, he hit 30 goals for the 15th time in his career. There are only 3 people. Hold on, where is it? 3 people in NHL history have hit 15 straight 30-goal seasons. Jaromir Jagr and Mike Gartner, who I've never heard of.
Oh, yeah.
Alex Ovechkin is the only one to accomplish the feat with 1 team.
I feel like that is actually kind of impressive. I feel like it's pretty rare, like, especially now, because, like,
it's very rare.
I mean, even Gretzky got traded.
Even Gretzky got traded. He had 3 straight multi-goal games, for the first time in his career.
Wow. Ew. Can I tell you a thing? It's off topic, but who cares?
Okay.
So at the theater, our butter machine broke.
Yeah.
And so the solution was to stick a screwdriver into the butter bib and then pour butter into a funnel into a spray bottle.
Ooh.
Like a clean plastic spray bottle. And so
Yeah.
now that's how we have to put butter on popcorn. And it
Delicious.
splashes. And so when I like looked at my glasses last night, they were covered in butter. And they are currently still covered in butter.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. Well, and like the worst part is that like he ordered the part for it on Monday, and it well yesterday was Saturday, and it still hadn't come. It's crazy. So, anyways, thanks for indulging my off-topicness. All
Anytime,
right.
bud.
What else?
What else? What else? Okay.
Okay.
I can talk about like first goals or whatever
Okay.
and then go off on a rant because I'm really mad about it
All
still.
right, let's roll.
Oh my God. I'm now not prepared. Okay, so three kids got their first goal this week.
Okay.
Connor Bunneman of the Philadelphia Flyers, Noah Dobson of the New York Islanders, and Jovani Smith of the Detroit Red Wings. Okay.
Hey.
The Noah Dobson scored during when and it was Noah Dobson and Jovani Smith got their goals in the same game. It was the 8-2 New York Islanders trouncing the Detroit Red Wings.
That's not saying much.
It's not saying much. The Detroit Red Wings have 12 wins.
Next stop,
That's
Alexis
total.
Lafreniere.
They have 12 wins. If they win the lottery. Anyway, so. But so Noah Dobson and Jovani Smith scored their goals in the same game. And there was, and I was looking at that, like the NHL, because I follow all of the NHL social media and I checked all of it. And definitely, I think on the actual NHL Twitter, they tweeted this really nice graphic for Noah Dobson, first NHL goal. And they usually tweet something for first NHL goals and they're like really excited about it or whatever. And it's really nice. And then I realized, like, I went through because sometimes the Detroit Red Wings Twitter is suggested to me, and I look at it and I go through it, and that's how I learned that I was going to be getting a blanket when I went and saw the Penguins.
You got a blanket?
I got a blanket, yeah. It's a fleece blanket. I was really excited. I was like, oh, if my car breaks down, now I have a blanket in the car.
Genius.
and then I brought it inside. I should probably leave it in my car,
You
but
should.
anyway. So I saw that, and then I saw that Jovani Smith had scored his first NHL goal, and I was like, why didn't the NHL, any of the, like, the four NHL Twitters tell me this? None of them told me this. It is not listed anywhere. There's no, like, fun graphic for Jovani Smith's first NHL goal, and I'm so mad about it. Like, that's fucking bullshit. Is it because he's black? Is it because he's a Red Wing? I don't know, but, like, both of those things are true, so. And I'm still really mad about it because, like, because I've been to a couple of different games that Jovani Smith has played in, and then people are always like really excited, and they're like, "Oh yeah, maybe he'll get his first goal tonight." And so, and he was in New York when he scored. But they had a bunch of like interviews with him and in the locker room that they played on the video screen, and they're like, it's his first game back in Detroit since he got his first goal, and it was really nice. And I'm so mad that the NHL like completely ignored it. Like,
Yeah. Well, I
bullshit.
do
There's not
think.
that many first goals in a season.
Yeah, one makes you think about who else they skip over.
Yeah.
Like, rude.
Like, I don't.
I can't believe they made like a nice graphic for like Noah Dobson. Who
Yeah,
cares?
there was like a nice graphic, and it was like first in it, and it had all of this, and I
Yeah, and like that's the other
there's
thing too. Like, I mean, if anybody needs a good, like, something good, it's the fucking Red Wings.
yeah,
Like,
like Noah Dobson scored one of the like 6 extra goals in that game, but like Devonnie Smith scored one of like the 2 goals that the Red Wings scored, and I'm still very mad. They didn't even like tweet out, they didn't even like retweet the picture of, because I looked through their Twitter, they didn't even like retweet the picture that the Detroit Red Wings tweeted out of him holding his first goal puck,
and which is like trash.
The barest minimum you can do.
Yeah. They're trash. Gonna have to destroy them.
Anyway. The Pittsburgh Penguins only have the 4th most man games lost to injury?
Well, yeah, because the Blue Jackets have 37 people out, so every time they play a game, it's 37 more man games lost.
37 people?
Huh?
Every time they play a game, it's an extra 37 games.
Yeah, because they have like 37 people. Wow, like I mean, it's not an insufficient amount of, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's a significant amount of people out.
Yeah.
But again, not well. Ugh, I don't talk about Columbus.
Okay.
You
don't have to. Although speaking of the Blue Jackets, Elvis Merzlikins got 3 shutouts in 4 games.
I saw that. He's gonna hurt himself with the way he like they sell at the end of the game. He's gonna hurt himself. He's gonna get Bo Bennett's disease.
Oh no! I just remember that after Bo Bennett came back from injuring himself celebrating, he was like, he scored a goal and he was like, yeah, you notice I kept my arms in tight during the celly. I love Beauregard. I love Beauregard Bennett so much. Beauregard Glassbones Bennett.
He's playing in the. Was he playing with the runner, the Roadrunners?
Yeah, he's playing with Roadrunner. The Roadrunners.
Is it really Roadrunners?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a genius.
And when he signed, he said, "Where Phil goes, I go," because it was right after Phil got traded.
That's real.
Which is very cute. There were other shutouts, but it's not that important. Like the Avs and shutouts, like the Avs in the Wild and
like Alex Stalock last night.
Yeah, Alex Stalock got his.
Apparently, I didn't watch that game because I couldn't get my internet to like cooperate.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, Corey Perry, like, kneed him in the head or something?
Oh, yeah.
The hell's his problem? He just got back from suspension.
Can Corey Perry fuck off forever? Jesus Christ.
Like, I'll keep him and he can be my son, but he needs to stop being such a freaking rat. Like, I ain't in this. I ain't about this rat life, Corey. Except that. In the case of Matthew Tkachuk, I am about this rat life. It just depends on who you are as a rat.
Yeah.
But Matthew Tkachuk is the rat king. Truly the rat king. Not Brad Marchand. Matthew Tkachuk.
Okay. That's good to know.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Matt's been on his best behavior. Because he played against Toronto, and he was fine. He played against Ottawa, and somehow did not manage to, like, destroy his brother.
I want to talk about the Toronto game real quick. I saw a tweet about it.
Okay.
So, the Flames won 2-1 in the shootout.
Yeah.
And Matthew Tkachuk scored the game-winning goal in the shootout, or the shootout-winning goal, or whatever. I saw a tweet and somebody, and there were a bunch of boos when he touched the puck, and somebody in the crowd was like,
don't boo him, it makes him stronger.
No, it makes him stronger. And then he scored and they were like, see?
It's true.
You fools, don't you know? Boos only make him stronger. Julie's got this look on her face. She is so happy.
I love him. He's a rat, but he's my rat.
He's great. Yeah, he said he wouldn't, he probably wouldn't be a dick to Matthews and Marner.
Yeah, because
who everybody
them.
Always,
They're friends.
he loved them. They're friends. He played with both of them.
Well, yeah, also, they're not ancient rat fucks who are just nasty. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, because here's the thing. I don't think he would have done... Okay, back to the Cassian thing, where Cassian actually got suspended for, like, what, two games, three games? Two games?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the first game back is the game against the Flames.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it must have been two games, and then it went into their bye week.
Yeah.
Anyways, the point is... I don't know what the point is. The point is, like... I don't... Whatever... Something sparked Matt. Like, I don't think he might have been targeting Cassian, but I feel like Cassian probably said something to him at first, or they were saying something. They had an exchange first, and then Matt started targeting him. Because he was targeting him. And I won't deny that. And he probably should have gotten some sort of supplemental, like, punishment, too. Because he was targeting him. The hits were a little sus.
Yeah.
I think I said they were clean before, and they probably still are. But they might have been sus. Let's, for argument's sake, let's say they're sus. Anyway, the point is that, like, Zach Cassian relished it. He's like, I would do it again. And he's looking for retribution. And he's going to target Matt the next time, too.
Yeah.
And that's, like, clearly the suspension did not help.
Yeah.
Like, it just, you fools, it just made them stronger. So, you know, there's that. We'll see how it shakes out.
Great. I'm just going to change the subject again. I'm going to go back to hat tricks.
That's fine.
Okay. So Alex Ovechkin had two hat tricks, and then Anthony Cirelli had a hat trick in a, Anthony Cirelli of the Lightning in a 7-1 win over the Jets. And then also very exciting, Austin Matthews,
finally,
of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
His first career hat trick.
His second career hat trick.
First career hat trick.
The first one was also, it counts as a hat trick.
Okay. If he says that. Who is that?
His first career hat trick since he scored 4 goals in his first game. Also, Blake Coleman scored a hat trick in that game as well. That was a Blake Coleman of the Devils. That was a 7-4 Leafs win over the Devils. But Austin Matthews scoring a hat trick. He got his 34th goal of the season on his last goal of the hat trick. It's pretty, and people were like, cause he's had a million, 2-goal games, and people were like, what were you thinking when you had all those 2-goal games and you still hadn't gotten the hat trick? He was like, it's going to happen eventually. I knew it was going to happen eventually.
Brad Marchand, the Rat King, just, like, I don't know, like, Letang just, like...
You just said he wasn't the Rat King.
He's not the Rat King, but he's the Rat King. So, like... Letang, like, skated into him, like, he was, like, going for the puck, and they went into the boards, and Marchand, like, grabbed a hold of him and brought him down to the ice, and then he wouldn't let him up, and then when Letang got up, he, like, held onto his leg and, like, tripped him down, and and then they were just, like, kind of wrestling, but, like, there was an official was just standing right there. Like, what the hell, dude? I don't know,
man.
It was weird. It was not, like, there was an official standing right there, and, like, the other, and then another official came and, like, got on top of him. It was super weird. We shouldn't be recording the Pens game. It was bad.
I didn't do it on purpose!
I have a one goddamn track mind. I'm just like, let me watch the game. Maybe I am the Rat King. Anyway, speaking of the Leafs and Austin Matthews' hat trick, it wasn't enough because they lost, who'd they lose to the other night? Was it the Flames? No, who'd they lose to last night?
They did lose in a shutout, or a shootout against the Flames. Where the fuck
did they lose last night or the night before?
They lost last night, or whenever night that was.
Again, I'm
We're
looking. We're looking.
incredible at this.
Listen, our friends that listen to our podcast like to hear
The
us talk.
Blackhawks, they lost against the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
The Blackhawks won. Johnny Taves. And that was when Dominic Kubalik got 20 goals.
Correct.
And
I
Johnny
knew
Taves.
it was like 6-2, right?
Yeah,
So
6-2.
they lost this game and they fell out of a playoff spot.
We sure did. But the thing is that it's not. It's Freddie. His
Is
save
it?
percentage. Yeah. Oh,
Well,
yeah. I
yeah.
just.
Well, that's but it's I feel like that's a
There.
defense thing too, though.
Okay, but their expected goals are keep going up, but they
Yeah.
keep. And it's Freddie. It's like October Freddie in here.
Oof. I mean, it's 1 point, and like they're tied with Florida. Like, Florida has 57, so if Florida loses and Toronto wins, they're back in. Like.
Yeah, I mean, but like Freddie's save percentage last night was 824.
Yeah. It and I mean both of the wild card teams, which are Columbus and Philadelphia, they're only at 58 points, so they're all very, very close. Like they could sneak in.
Yeah.
But
Oh, standings watch. It's that time of year.
is that time of year. Here's the thing, I don't know who I would rather be in than out. Are you in or are you out? Oh my God. It like the Pacific
I know.
is Vancouver with 58 points, Edmonton 57, Calgary 57, and then the wild card spots are 57 and 57. So it is 1 point between those top teams all. And that's the whole Pacific, by the way, because Arizona and VGK are both Pacific teams. They're separated by
Yeah.
1 point.
Yeah, let's
What a tight
yeah.
race.
But then also like if you look at like Vancouver has 58 points in 49 games, VGK has 57 points in 51 games, like they've all like really really close.
Yeah.
The teams that aren't going to make it are the Sharks and the Ducks and the Kings in the Pacific.
I mean, it's never over till it's really over.
That's true. That's true.
Oh my God, Nashville is way out.
Good.
Oh, so John Hines isn't really doing it for him.
They deserve
I
it.
don't know why they thought that was a good idea. I don't, 'cause somebody like hockey coaches are such an old boys club because they're always like, "Oh, he's a good man." I'm like, is he though? I
It
mean,
doesn't fucking matter if he's a. First of all, it
he's a good
doesn't
man, but
matter if
he's not
he's
a
a
good
man.
coach. If he was, he would have taken what he had with that roster and had done something with it.
It doesn't matter if he's a good man. Second of all, just because he's a good man to you and you're a good white man doesn't mean he's a good man to all of the people on his team,
True.
which we have learned. Or a good like peer of his doesn't mean he's good to all the people who are under him.
Yeah.
It like plus it doesn't you shouldn't that's not a rule of jobs is that you have to you can be a good man so you can keep doing your job that you're bad at. Like it's not how it works.
Yeah.
It's not how it works. Right, Esther?
Esther knows.
She's sleeping.
Okay, I don't have anything else to say, so that's on you. You got anything else? I don't know how long we've been recording. I didn't set a time.
Don't know how long we've been recording.
Do you have any
Where?
more stats for me?
I mean, there were some. Let's see. I feel like I got. Let's see. Nearly one quarter of all games this season have required overtime, which
Wow.
is. Means there's a lot of loser points going around. The
Yeah.
Penguins have won more games than Boston has, but Boston has 12 loser points, and that's
Wow.
why they're ahead of us still. The Penguins have won 31, I think. The league should really go to the 3-2-1 standing system, and I'm even madder about it this year because, like, it's just, it's so dumb. Let's see. There was one more. There was a Panthers. Oh, Tuesday marked the fourth time Sidney Crosby returned to the Penguins lineup after missing 20-plus consecutive games. He has found the score sheet in each contest, including 2 4-point outings.
That sounds about right.
If let's
check up on my favorite thing, which is I want to go see how many points that Ovi got in Sid's absence.
How many points Sid has to make up?
Yeah. So
he's still better at points per game, though.
1261 we all know. For Ovechkin.
Okay.
Sidney Crosby is at 1239.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That's what he did in 20 games. In 26 games.
They're still so close.
Mm-hmm. And this doesn't account for his point today. So 1240. That's still 21 points. Yeah.
1241, he has 2 points already.
Oh, okay, well, 1241. So, again, 20 points.
So, oh my god.
Sounds about right. And oh. Sidney Crosby's only played 964 games. Ovechkin's played 1,133.
So, I can't believe Sid still hasn't played 1,000 games.
Yeah, me
god,
either.
He was supposed to hit 1,000 games this year.
He was
going to
hit 1,000 games this year, but his surgery.
Oh my god.
That's
my
gross.
Baby.
Imagine if he hadn't lost those years. Like, please, imagine that.
This
wouldn't even be close.
This is the fourth time that he's come back after missing over 20 games. Like, of those games.
That's the other thing.
Imagine
like,
how good he would be.
If you're wondering how, like, hold on. Okay, so 11:33. Steve Yzerman played 15:14.
Jesus.
Mario Lemieux only played 915 games.
Oh my god.
Total. And his points total was 1723.
That's gross. The 80s were gross.
The 80s were gross, but I mean, imagine if he hadn't taken
and
that time
off. Also, Mario Lemieux was gross. Yeah,
true.
I know. 5 goals, 5 ways. Ugh.
Yeah. Oh my god. Jágr left and still played 1,700 games in this league.
Oh my god. And he's still playing.
I know. He's great. I love Jágr. But like, oh yeah, he's 1921 points. So, I mean, yeah.
I have one more. I do have another stat. Jonathan Huberdeau of the Panthers is the sixth active player to sit atop a franchise's all-time regular season points list.
Yeah.
And the other 5 active players are Ovechkin with Washington, Marleau with the Sharks, Mikko Koivu with the Wild, Blake Wheeler with the Winnipeg Jets / Atlanta Thrashers, and William Karlsson with VGK.
Hmm.
Very, very proud of William Karlsson, who's managed to stay a night the whole time. Anyway,
you know, I gotta say, I really am not crazy about these yellow uniforms. Like, I like them because they look like bees, but I honestly, you can't beat that home black. I like it a lot.
I also really like the home black. Did you? Oh, crap.
What have you done?
I pulled something out and I can't hear you anymore.
Oh. It's pretty funny that you can't hear me, but you responded perfectly.
I can hear you now.
It was like that episode, it's like that episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine I watched this morning where Doug Judy, like, records a video for Peralta in the karaoke bar. That's what we just did. It was very funny. Can't believe you're my Doug Judy.
I'm the Doug Judy?
No, I'm the Doug Judy.
You're the Doug Judy.
I would listen. I would never drown your precious frog ass. Anyway. Oh God. Anyways. We're losing it. You better just hit us with the best name.
I forgot what I was gonna talk about. Oh my God. I was gonna talk about something.
Was it about jerseys?
Oh yeah, it was about jerseys. I saw an article. I don't know if it was a fake article or not, and it was about how the Penguins played, or they wore their yellow jerseys against the Predators, and Peter Laviolette was like, I couldn't figure out who I was coaching half the time. Like, what if they only do this against teams that that have really yellow jerseys? Because they're doing it against, oh my God, Jared McCann is so good at hockey. You know who's great at hockey? Brandon Tanev.
I know. I can't believe we were so... I was so salty about that contract, and now I'm like, I can't believe this is my son, whom I love. Like,
it's so funny watching him at warm-ups, because what, like, he tries to... He just, like, goes really fast for, like, really short amounts of time. Like, that's all he does. Oh, no. Something happened, and I'm behind.
Yeah, the refs are terrible. Somebody just slashed Sid's stick right out of his hands, and there was no freaking call. Like, it was egregious.
They're still mad about that time. They're still mad about that time that he broke every finger in Mark Methot's hand.
That was the Senators.
I know! That was a joke.
I just got a cramp in my leg. It hurts a whole lot.
Oh, no, buddy.
Anyways, I don't have anything else left to say.
Okay, I'll talk about this week's best name in hockey. Okay, this week's best name in hockey. And I tried really hard not to pick somebody who was signed by the Blue Jackets, because apparently the Blue Jackets are really good at best names. And okay, then I ended up picking somebody who's signed by the Blue Jackets.
That's all right. It's a love.
Anyway, this week's best name in hockey is Trey Fix Wolanski. That is F-I-X Dash Wolanski. He has an hyphenated name. He's a 20-year-old kid from Edmonton. He's signed by the Blue Jackets. He was selected 204th overall in the 2018 draft. He's currently playing for the Cleveland Monsters of the AHL. He's 5'7" right wing. And I discovered him in a tweet by one of the Buffalo Sabres. Sidney Crosby's mad. One of the Buffalo Sabres beat writers who went to a Rochester Americans Cleveland Monsters game, and Casey Mittelstadt got a goal. And while Mittelstadt's goal was being announced, Trey Fix Wolanski raced up the right wing and snapped one far side on Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen to tie it up again.
He was like, hockey?
Those are some good best names. Those are some great names. I was like, those are great names. So Trey Fix Wolanski has been playing for the Monsters. He played for the Monsters a little bit last year. He was the captain of the Edmonton Oil Kings in the WAHL. Last year, he played for the Oil Kings for 3 years. And then he came, it looks like, he didn't actually play anything for the Monsters last year. So this year for the Monsters, he has 3 goals and 8 assists for 11 points in 22 games. He also has 18 penalty minutes. Nice. Last year for the Oil Kings, he had 102 points in 65 games. And that is why the WHL is more fun.
He's got a dub name, that's for sure.
He does have a dub name. It's Trey Fix Wolanski. And that is this week's best name in hockey. It's cutie. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of lower leagues, because you were talking about the Monsters, guess who's going to go to their first Wheeling Nailers game? It's me.
I'm excited for you.
I'm excited. I think it's a theme night, but I don't remember what it is. I really want to go. If the weather holds out, you got to come down so we can go to the Penguins / Yinzer night on the 29th of February.
Okay.
Because it's leap day and it'll be a whole lot of fun.
Did you know that
the Summer Olympics are this year?
The Summer Olympics are always during a leap year. I know that because Ethan Hawke told me.
I know.
Personally, to my face. That's my Ethan Hawke story. There's more to it, but it was a leap day.
You also told the story on the pod before, because one of our episodes is literally called One Time Ethan Hawke Was in My Car.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
But it's precious, and I love that story, so
keep it. It's my best story.
Keep
I have other it. Stories. But that's my best one. One time I heard Taylor Lautner pee. That's my other good story.
That's a good
that's
one.
That's my sister's favorite story of mine.
What happened to him?
I don't know. Never met him, but I heard him pee.
I like that.
Oh, no. So, this is a tweet. The Pens are minus two doms at the moment because both Cahoon and Simone are absent from the bench, which is just great because I love that. But somebody tweeted and they said, I hope they find some subs to fill in.
I like that. That's funny.
Okay. I think that's probably it for this week. Next week is going to be the All-Star game.
Ooh, yay. Oh, so I should have marked off. Remind me to go into work and mark off so I can stay home and watch the All-Star game. I'm not kidding.
I know you're not kidding.
Actually, what I'll do is I'll request to work morning because I can work 10 to 5 and then be off for the game.
The game is in the afternoon, I think.
Is it? God damn I'll it. Check.
We'll check. We'll make sure.
Fine.
Because it's on a Saturday.
I thought it was at night. It's usually at night.
Well,
Let me get in a family event.
Well, I don't know. I googled All-Star Game and I forgot to put NHL All-Star Game and now it's all the
Why are we doing the NBA. That? Because right. we can search for we'll those after we end the episode.
Oh my god. We'll figure it out. Sorry. Okay.
We'll edit it out in post.
No, we won't. You can find us online.
On Twitter, we're at Stick to Tape.
Our DMs are open. We're also on Instagram. And if you have any longer questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at sticktotapepod@gmail.com.
Don't forget to rate and review and subscribe and tell your friends.
Tell all your friends. And
yeah,
if you send
All-Star Game, Saturday at 8. We didn't have to look it up. It was on the TV. I'm taking off. Oh, 8 p.m., dog.
Oh, my God. And if you... I don't know what I was going to say. All right, that's it.
Hold on, let me get to the page so I can end it. All right, see you later. See you next week. Stick to tape.
Stick to tape.